I just hate stupid people. They said have to wear signs and just say, I'm stupid. That way you wouldn't rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask me anything. Be like, excuse me. Oh, never mind. I didn't see your sign.
Gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all going to laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love
you. I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, welcome to Liberty Lounge, the all music related edition of the Shooting Bench. It is the 3rd of June. Boy, we're getting closer to going to Washington, aren't we? I'll be leaving here on 14th or 15th and be up there for the Arms Expo, 17th, 18th, and 19th of June in Yakima, Washington. 21st of June, 2 days after the expo is over, right there real close to the same spot, we'll be doing a Counter-Strike class. And 3 days after that, and about 3 hours away, up in Marble, Washington, just south of Northport, we'll be doing a 3-day personal defense handgun class. I cannot wait for that class. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's in a great place, beautiful country, right next to the Columbia River, 9 miles from, I believe, from the Canadian border. I think that's what it is. It's real close anyway. And just awesome country. So really looking forward to that. And then 8th, 9th, and 10th, we're doing the same class in Santa Fe County, New Mexico, up just north and east of Albuquerque a little ways. And the 16th, I don't remember, I'll have to go look at my schedule, but the 23rd, 22nd, or 23rd and 24th, we'll be doing a, well, I won't, I'll be helping with safety and that for DefTech, a carbine class, fighting carbine class. And then, what are we doing on the 30th? I have to go look at my schedule. I think we've got maybe a designated rifleman class. I'm doing all this by memory. I'll have to go check. But and then August is open. We're working on classes right now. But one thing that's trying to happen right now is we're looking at doing a personal defense handgun 3 class probably in Iowa. And I've talked to Irish today and to see if him and Iowa Cat can help get some arrangements made up there. We've got some folks from Ohio that are looking to take that class, and they're willing to drive, readily willing to drive to Iowa to do it. So to try to get centrally located there, kind of in the Midwest, I thought Iowa would be a great choice. So we'll see how that turns out. It's still in the making, planning stages here. So as soon as we get more information, we'll share it with you. So we're going to jump right into it tonight. Got a few things we'll talk about from time to time here. But for the time being, we might as well just get on with what we all came here for. Huh?
Wish I had a car. Top-row down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with a puppy on the string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. And all my junior riders gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. And all my junior riders gonna go to me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. And all my junior riders gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. And all my junior riders gonna do. Thank you.
Well, there's Iowa Cat right there. Managed to drop in for us for just a little while. Glad to see you. We don't see you too often anymore. Glad to have you drop in. I'm going to try to, I owe you that game of pool, so we're going to try to get a class scheduled up there in your neck of the woods. We've got some people in Ohio. I don't know if you were listening a while ago when we talked about this, but we've got some people in Ohio that's more than willing to drive to Iowa to do a class, and I know some other people up there besides you guys, so we're going to try to schedule a three-day class somewhere end of August to possibly the second week of September, somewhere in that area, depending on what you tell me the weather's like and all that. And we'll, I got with Irish on it a little bit today. So we'll see how that works out. But anyway, glad you dropped in. Who else we got in the chat room here? Let me see. We've got a bunch of the regulars here, and I'm glad to see every one of you. Got a handful of anonymous in there. And we got into what we are suspiciously lacking here, with the exception of Yakima Glock, is all those folks in Washington. I don't know what's going on with them tonight. We're missing Eddie Crump and Tampico Scout and B2 Basic and who else? We've got a couple more. Can't think of them right off the top of my head. No. Anyway, maybe they'll drop in here in a little bit. Yakima Glock set the precedent tonight by being on time. How about that?
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke he brought to light the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I asked him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20 I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. You could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush, said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham. Just the way I planned. A little house on the edge.
a burning hand.
Boy, I love that song. Well, Kat, I see, let's see, where did I, you said you were having some internet problems, so that's understandable. I don't know if there's a range up there. A lot of ranges will not allow what we do, because we do, in that class, some pretty dynamic stuff and a lot of holster work. So a lot of ranges won't allow that. Some of your indoor, of course, there's no indoor range that will, and indoor ranges are not set up to do that properly anyway. I wouldn't even try. But, you know, there's some informal ranges that are, you know, out in the woods that don't get a lot of traffic that we might be able to. Ideally, the best thing to do is to find private land to do it on. And that's what we've done pretty much every time. I think every, not pretty much. Every time that we've done this class, any of our personal defense handgun classes so far, we've always been able to do that on private land. So if we're able to up there, that would be great. If we can find a range that allows it, that would be great. The closest we ever came to doing it on a range was a gun club range. Old Bobby was going to get it done out in Indiana. And I don't remember what all went on. Something happened in that class, did never materialize, so we never made it out there. But actually, it was in the same trip that we did the class in Ohio. And I don't remember what fell through out there. Something did, and we weren't able to do it. So anyway, that was the closest we ever come to doing one on a range. Everything we do is on private land. We've been fortunate so far without having to deal with ranges, but... Anyway, hopefully we can work something out and get out there. I'd like to get you out there on the pool table for a little while. Or maybe you'd get me on the pool table and teach me some lessons. Maybe that'd be more appropriate there. Anyway. All right. Let me get my thoughts together and get some things straightened up here, and we'll get this show on the road.
Sister Wine. Mother Freedom, Father Time. Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it means staying home all night long. Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time. She left me by myself. You're the only family I got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway and I tell myself a new day, but I know I'll just go out again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time. She left me by myself. You're the only family I've got left. Brother Jukebox, Sister.
Mr. One. Mother Freedom, Father Time.
Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
You're the only family I've got left.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double, cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. By now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady, and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state. Shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well. Good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness. You had a do, I could 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 do. I'm a do, I could 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 do,
Cadillac. You got girls in the front and girls in the back. You know, way in the back. You got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well. Good things have come to you. I wish I had your good luck charm. And you had to do, I could 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 do. Better, better, for them.
Number two, a movie green to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Y'all might have saw this on, seen this on Facebook or whatever, but there's a fire department in Rhode Island. Firefighters there have got a really nice looking truck, and they've got American flags on it and everything. And somebody there told them that basically they look like terrorists, that they look like ISIS riding around with flags waving and stuff. Couldn't believe that. That was... let's see, guy's name's Fred Gralinski of the Central Coventry Fire Department compared the practice of flying American flags on trucks to ISIS, flying its black flag. Said he looked like a bunch of yahoos out there. Said that during a board meeting. He said, like in the paper, like ISIS in Syria going to take over a city. I don't think they need that big flag on the back of the truck. That's not America to me. Those are a bunch of terrorists. So I'm going to ask you to take the flag off the truck. He apologized later for his comments through a spokesman, saying that he chose his words poorly. Yeah, you damn right you did. Firefighters across the nation are ready to string this guy up. Talked to a firefighter friend of mine today about it. That's exactly what he said, that a lot of his friends are ready to hunt this guy down and have him swing from a tree. But the Firefighters Union president said members of his group were particularly disturbed about this because they are veterans themselves. So they didn't take very kindly to that. But he added that firefighters have been asked privately to not fly the flag. I'd tell the guy privately to go pound sand is what I'd tell him. So district spokesman confirmed that a new policy in the community requires firefighters to get approval before placing patriotic decals on trucks. He then said that the district will be reviewing this flag flying protocol with the military. There's no need to check with the military. I mean, all you got to do is look up flag protocol on the internet, and voila, there you go. So. Oh, the ignorance just never ends here. Absolutely amazing.
You called me up from Amarillo. Said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport.
comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. You're lying with me in Atlanta, such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again.
Thank you. to give credit where credit is due. I'll thank the bank for the money. Thank God for you.
Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and no mother's love.
You can take the house and everything in it. Keep the diamond ring, cause that's how I meant it. Sticks and stones are all they ever were to me. This material life with all its value don't mean a thing to me without you. The love that we once had is all I need. So take everything we have, you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes us whole. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Between us, you took
would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied.
So take everything we have if it makes you happy. Let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Now you say we are through. These sticks stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Amy in here, but looks like she's got other things going on over there tonight. I'm trying to bait her in here a little bit, but looks like she's been busy beaver. I mean, it's been so hot out there where she's at, and not quite as bad as Phoenix. It was 115, I think, today, 116, something like that. It was about 83, 85 here. I'll take this over Phoenix pretty much any time. You know.
I rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my just thinking of you. When I walk through the front door, my whole life was changed. 'Cause nobody answered when I called your name. A note on said you'd grown weary of living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still remains. But nobody answers when I call your name.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
I pick a banjo now.
Oh, no country winners keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die.
That was a rather abrupt ending to that song. It kind of reminds me of this one. That was weird. But it was just like this.
We're over. I guess you know. All the words are still unsaid, and we talk of other things instead. We're over. We've come and gone. We're over. We go on like the actors in a play, acting out our lives from day to day. Going through our phrases, the smiling frozen faces that tell more than they hide. And knowing when we fake it, it's not love when you make it without any fear.
That's all we are, we're over. And all that's left is to find a reason why we're over and we still can't say goodbye.
Hubbard.
He was born in Oklahoma. His wife's name Betty Lou Thelma Liz. He's not responsible for what he's doing, 'cause his mother we
box and takes it down with that wild turkey liquor. He drives a 57 GMC pickup truck. Got a gun rack. Goat rope and he's love to slender. And it's a fierce war, redneck mother. Huck, mother who has raised his son so well. He's 34, drinking in a honky tonk. Kicking hippies' asses and raising hell.
Behind, out with a
And wasn't that about the dumbest commercial you ever heard in your life? That was that's what I was doing when I wrote when I put up there in that deal on the chat, Rainier, and spelled it out, because that's that reminds me of that. Every time I think about Rainier, I used to drink some of that nasty stuff too. It's not quite as nasty as Pearl or something like that, but it wasn't great. But when I was up in northern Idaho, that was the cheapest thing going, so that was why we did it. Oh, the things we did in those days. Wow. Unbelievable. Couldn't do it anymore, I don't believe.
Oh, how you sparkle, and oh, how you shine. The flush on your cheeks is more than the wine. And he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so good in love. You want him, that's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still want. Stars from the sky and gave them to you to wear in your eyes. I had my chances, but I set you free. And now I wonder why I couldn't see you look so. It's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me.
Darling, I've wasted a lot of years not seeing the real you. But tonight your beauty is shining through. And I never took the time to let you know. So before he takes you away, please let me say,
you look so. It's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. You look so good in love. You want him? That's easy.
In my hands,
stumble in the back door, being quiet as I can.
And I know she's there in bed, cold and all alone.
And she's crying, 'cause I'm breaking up our home. And she knows the hell I'm going through. And
I fall into her arms. She held.
helps me with my clothes.
Guess she stays on with me, cause she really knows
that I'm trying
to find my freedom by escaping to the only freedom I've ever known.
You know, this next guy here, since Rights at Risk brought it up, this is about the only guy that I know of that can make you cry without singing a word.
want you to stay.
Just ain't right.
up to the top. I'll start with loving her. I said goodnight to let me. Nothing worse could ever happen. Seeing you with someone else proved that I was wrong. And when your eyes met mine, I knew that you were gone forever. Along with all the reasons I had for hanging on, I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, or in the gray walls of a prison doing time. I think I'd rather die and go to hell face the devil than to lie here with you and him together on my mind. And I always thought that someday we might get back together. I just thought you needed time to spread your wings and fly. When I saw the loving way you held on to each other, it was something that I could do not to break right down and cry. I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, or in the gray walls of a prison.
Well, I've got three or four more songs here, and I've already got them picked out, and I want to hear them, so we're going to run over a little bit, whether anybody else likes it or not. Iowa Cat, if you could, I'd like to, if you can find out any information for me, if you guys are interested. I don't want you to do it if it's an additional burden to you. There's other people up there that can, but I thought Irish might want to take the class, and remember, whoever does all my footwork and helps me get everything set up there gets the class free. So that class is nearly $1,000. So if he's interested in taking that one, maybe he wouldn't mind doing a little footwork and having everything ready for me. So that's we're looking at doing it. Actually, we're looking at doing it end of August, middle of September, somewhere in there. But I need to know something long before then, so we have plenty of time to promote the class. So. All right, we got three or four more songs we want to do, and then we'll quietly fade off into the sunset. No. Oh, the sun already set.
Well, I'm back again.
Jack O'Clock, I told you this is the fastest 2 hours on internet radio.
For another night of trying to break free from this sadness that I can't lay to rest. This old honky tonk sure does feel like home, and the music with the laughter seemed to soothe my loneliness. Turn it out.
I thought I had one more. I don't have one more. So we're not too far over. Well, I appreciate y'all coming. I hope you have a great weekend. And it's been fun, as always. And Yakima Glock, I agree with you. Wow. It's the fastest way to make 2 hours go away. If we listen to this all day long, It'd be 2065 here pretty quick, and we'd all be dead, and the revolution would be over, and we'd miss it. So, anyway. All right, we'll see y'all Monday. Amy will not be back Monday or Tuesday. She should be back Thursday. Wednesday's her regular night to miss anyway. And so with any luck at all, she'll be back Thursday. And we'll get back to our normal schedule, we're hoping. All right. Good night, all.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Turn out the lights.
Again, yeah.
The party's over. They say that all things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people.
All right, folks, this wraps up another Friday in Liberty Lounge, the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio. Join me again next week, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, for the Shooting Bench. And then again Friday at the same time for Liberty Lounge.
Cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I...
You can also listen to Miss Amy at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday on Living Way Out Here. Have a great weekend and good night.
For me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.